Welcome, Creepaholics crew, to a spine-chilling episode that deep dives into the dark shadows surrounding the murder of Skylar Neese. I'm your host, Shanice, your guide to the mysterious and chilling world of urban legends and true crime. So grab your flashlights, lock those doors tight, and let's creep on down the dark and eerie trail together to uncover the mysterious mysteries that lie in the shadows. It's time to keep creeping it real with the Creepaholics crew. Get ready for a spine-tingling journey as we creep into it, shall we? As we unravel the haunting tale of the unthinkable betrayal that unfolded in 2012, involving Skylar and her two best friends. Now let's add some layers into this chilling story. Our journey takes us to July 6, 2012, when Skylar Neese, a vibrant and trusting teenager, fell victim to a chilling plot orchestrated by her two closest friends, Rochelle Schaff and Sheila Eddy. The details of Skylar's murder are as shocking as they are heart-wrenching. Skylar Neese's life was tragically cut short as she was brutally stabbed to death by Rachel and Sheila, her supposed two best friends. The motive behind this heinous crime remained shrouded in betrayal, leaving the community and Skylar's family in disbelief. As we explore the timeline of the murder of Skylar Neese, let's get to know the law enforcement officers who worked tirelessly to bring justice to this case. Detective Mike Ryan and Sarah Wilson spearheaded the investigation, uncovering the disturbing details of the crime. Evidence collected from the crime scene included bloodstains, discarded items, and chilling messages that hinted at a sinister plot. The bloodstains, vivid and haunting, were discovered in a secluded area where Skylar's life was taken. The investigators meticulously examined the evidence, tracing the tragedy to its grim origins. It was in the desolate spot that Skylar's fate was sealed, and the bloodstains became silent witnesses to the horrifying betrayal that transpired there. Now the courtroom became a battleground, where the details of the betrayal, the planning, and the execution of the crime were examined. The legal saga included testimonies from Skylar's friends, family, and even Rachel Schaff's chilling confession. In her confession, Rachel detailed the gruesome plan she and Sheila had hatched to end Skylar's life, revealing the stark betrayal that unfolded. The confession sent shockwaves through the courtroom, leaving those present in a state of disbelief. Eddie and Schaff had lured Neese out of her home under the disguise of smoking marijuana together. They had brought along knives and they hid it in their hoodies as part of their plan to murder her. The girl's connection to Skylar's murder was a web of deception, betrayal, and secrets that unraveled in a harsh glare of the courtroom. Attorneys James P. Johnson and Lisa Chambers played pivotal roles in presenting the evidence and navigating the complex legal proceedings. Sheila Eddy's guilty plea further cemented the gravity of the crime in the courtroom. The atmosphere was tense as the details of Skylar's murder were laid bare. Skylar's parents, Dave and Mary Neese, listened in horror as the chilling accounts unfolded. The community grappled with the realization that such a sinister act could have been carried out by two individuals that were considered friends. As the girls were arrested, the town was left in a state of disbelief, and the reaction was a mix of anger, sorrow, and confusion. Rachel Schaff and Sheila Eddy were apprehended in a joint effort by local and state law enforcement, heightened the gravity of their crimes. The interrogation room became a scene of tense questioning, with the detectives pushing for answers that would unravel the depth of the involvement. The chilling details that emerged during the interrogations added another layer of horror to Skylar's tragic tale. Currently, Rachel Schaff and Sheila Eddy serve their sentences for their roles in Skylar's murder. Skylar's family, devastated by the loss of their daughter, navigates the aftermath with the resilience and a commitment to keeping their daughter's memory alive. So unfortunately, these two girls decided that Skylar should end her life. They wanted to end her life. They didn't want her around anymore. So they lured her out saying, hey, let's go smoke some weed. And not knowing that that would be her last moments. Unfortunately, that's the end of our case, guys. Hopefully, Skylar's family gets a little bit of, you know, relief for knowing what happened to their daughter. But at the same time, it is so cruel what Rachel and Sheila did to Skylar. And I hope Skylar has found peace. And that's really all I have for you. But wait, Creepaholics crew. Our exploration doesn't end here. Join us next time for another spine-chilling tale. Until then, keep those flashlights ready, stay on the edge of your seats, and bid a farewell to this dark chapter. Keep creeping it real, Creepaholics crew, and goodbye for now.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.